This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Camilla's in New Hampshire.
Camilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about my Rose of Sharon.
Okay.
Every spring, I fertilize it.
Okay.
And it blossoms nicely for about 5 weeks.
Yep.
And then it starts blossoming in the middle of July every
yep.
year. Around the 13th or so, and then it stops blossoming in the middle of August. So I'm wondering, every time I look up online what to do about it, it doesn't say I'm supposed to fertilize again in the middle of summer, but maybe I'm supposed to. I don't know. It stops, you know, you might get one or two blossoms a week.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, it is at the point where it's done flowering. If you want to try and keep the flowers for a longer period, right, to keep on the plant a little bit, what I'd look for you to do is when it just starts to flower, when it's just first starting to flower, I want you to use a fertilizer with a heavy phosphorus level in it. Now, the phosphorus is that middle number on the fertilizer, right? So that
mm-hmm.
would be, it says NPK, so nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Now, I would be using the liquid type form of this versus a granular form. So the liquid form is more readily available for the plant. And then the granular form, so it gets right to the plant. So what
okay.
you're doing is you are giving it a boost as what they call a bloom booster. So what it does
okay.
is it makes the blossom stronger, right? It makes it last a little bit longer. And so on the first sign of those buds opening up,
mm-hmm.
that's when you want to hit it. And you can hit it a couple times in the season, every couple weeks. And it
okay.
can prolong it maybe up to another week or so, or continue to go from there. It's what this does is it goes right to the roots, but it goes then and it translocates right to the flowers because the flowers are going there. The other thing
okay.
you can look at doing in the spring to help with the blossoms for later, to get more blossoms, is use a product called Super Phosphate. Okay, so superphosphate is the same type of thing. It's a bloom booster. But in the spring, in a granular form, what it does is it actually goes right to the root system and helps grow stronger roots and bigger roots. What that in turn does for you is the plant then can get bigger and stronger because it's getting more nutrients from the ground on its own versus you fertilizing constantly. So the plant becomes stronger, it takes the phosphorus levels higher, and just gives it a boost of energy when it comes to flowering. You can do this in the early spring. The Rosa Sharon is one of those plants where it always looks like there's nothing on the plant until like the last minute. You know, you're like, all right, I think this is the year that it didn't make it through the winter. And you go out there because you're ready to prune it back or cut it down. You're like, all right, it's full of leaves. Yep, that's exactly what happens, right? So that's what happens with that Rosa Sharon. But doing those couple things right there can help prolong the blooms for you.
Okay, so the superphosphate is a granular.
Yeah, so the superphosphate, you can go into any garden center, and if you say superphosphate, they should know. Or you could look at triple phosphate, either one. The superphosphate is usually a 0440.
Okay.
Whereas the triple phosphate is usually a 0180. Either one would be fine because it's just phosphorus, and we're pushing towards... It's helping with the root development. It's going to help with the long term of the plant. A lot of people will also use this with hydrangeas in the early spring to help them get stronger blossoms. Anything that kind of blossoms in the season. Some people put them on lilacs. You know, those are the types of things you can use it. So it's not just when you purchase it, it's not just for your Rosa Sharon, right? So if you have a big bag, it's okay. You can use it on a number of different plants in the spring to help it.
Okay. All right. Because the other people in the area here have a Rosa Sharon, and theirs are still blossoming. And I'm just looking at mine saying, what's wrong with mine?
And I it could be just one of those things where it's used a lot of the nutrients in the soil, and it's just... It's basically telling you, like, hey, feed me. I need something.
Okay.
Help me out.
All right.
And that's what's going on.
Okay. I will take your advice and get some the
superphosphate. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say I should do both of these, right? Use the high, middle number, liquid one, and then... In the very beginning, use the superphosphate. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the very beginning, use the granular. And then just as it's starting, you're starting to see the blossoms open, that's when you would use a liquid form of a bloom booster. Because that right there goes right to the blossoms themselves.
Okay. All right, that's great advice. Thank you so much.
All right, Camilla, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, I'll tell you, that superphosphate, great product to use in some of your flowering plants that have had some issues in the past. I will say, anybody who's listening for next season, just based on the drought and everything that we've been having, I would be using it on a lot of your flowering plants if you haven't already. Also, realize some of these plants might not get as many flowers as they did this year unless we do something to help them continue with the watering, etc. Because they're so stressed right now, they're just trying to figure out what to do, right? The other thing here is, we'll start thinking about it, but let's hope for snow. Yep. You heard me say it, that four-letter word. Not the one you think I said, but snow. We want snow this winter. The amount of snow, I think it's like you know, for a foot of snow, we've got like 10 inches of rain or something like that, right? Because the saturation that it does. I'll have to look it up in the next break. But there's a crazy difference in the two, right? But we want snow this winter in New England to help get us off on the right foot for next season. Because that snow, once it melts into the ground, gets into the soil, is going to go deeper. If we don't get any rain, let's hope for snow. Now, if we all of a sudden get a rainy September, maybe we don't need as much snow. But right now, I'm thinking about snow, hoping for it. I mean, that's how I like the winter myself. I know a lot of it, we talk about gardening. Gardening's all outside. But I like the winter. I like the cooler temperatures. But that snow could help us get out of the drought. So let's hope that if we don't get rain, we get snow at least. Because if we don't get the snow, we're going to go right into spring with another drought. So you might not like cleaning it. You might not like driving on it. So either pray for rain or hope for snow. I'm probably making some skiers happy thinking this way. But you get the idea. We need the moisture. Somehow, some way. Anyways, give us a call with questions. 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are really just getting started. We've been an hour into the show, but we got plenty of time for your questions. So call us. We'll help you out to be successful in the garden. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And it's going to be another warm one today. We had a couple days this past week where it was cooler. Maybe the past 10 days been a little bit nicer, right? At night, I'll tell you. Amazing, right? Except for the past couple nights. But you get the idea. It's been awesome. You can just keep the windows open. I think there was a 10-day period in my house where we didn't have to turn on the air conditioning just to cool the house down. So it's definitely going to be warm and maybe turning those ACs back on. Pretty cloudy out there right now, but it's going to be nice and warm as the day goes on. And the humidity, whew, yeah, it's bad. Anyways, we're thinking gardens, thinking what we can be doing to protect them. And before the break there, we were just talking about some of the flowering shrubs and, you know, them not lasting as long. And not showing, you know, a lot of that has to do with the drought, and that was one part of it. But the other thing that is showing that this, you know, this drought is really showing is that some of our plants are just, they're just stressed out. And our major plants, our big plants, like trees and shrubs that have been in there for years, you're having to water because they're having a hard time getting water. I'll tell you, I'm seeing some trees around me that are just drying out. There's a road that I drive to get from the Woburn office that I work in to the Winchester Mahoney's. And there are, I want to say, five, look like pear trees. I'm pretty sure they're pear trees. At the moment, it's not in my head. But they were planted when I started over at Mahoney's, which was in 2016, so almost 6 years ago at this point, and parts of those trees are really starting to turn brown and the leaves are falling. And they were well-established trees before. They were big trees. Now they're even bigger. And you look at them and they're just starting to fade. And it has everything to do with the drought. And you can't water. You can't do anything. You can't even hand water, right? So it's not just new plants. It's well-established plants are having the issue. And so just keep an eye out on it. As soon as we can start watering, if you're allowed to, water some of the bigger plants as well, right? Honestly, I have a patch on the side of my house that has 5 rows of Sharon, a lilac, and a Japanese maple that looks like they've been there for a number of years because they're decent size. And they're all struggling. And a couple weeks ago, you know, we're still allowed to hand water. I hand watered those things and you could just see them almost like thanking me because they needed it that bad. So it is something to keep in mind during this time. It's not just your plants that you've planted this year. It's well-established plants are having issues. They are just, it is bad. So if you can still hand water in your city, think about hand watering some of the bigger shrubs if you can. Because if they're not getting water, what's happening is if they're around some plants, they're stronger plants, they're pulling the water from the smaller plants, right? Because they're trying to survive too. So make sure you're watering everything around it. Yeah, I'm not talking, I mean, if you can and have some water runoff next to, you know, some big oak trees or maple trees, whatnot, you'll have that. But some of your bigger shrubs that have been there for years, if you're watering some of the annuals or perennials in the area, leave the hose on those for a little bit too, because they need it just as bad. And that's what's going to help keep the nutrients in the soil, right? That's the other thing. Is if our plants are struggling and having issues, the nutrients are being, you know, stuck and they're not going anywhere. They're not going to where they need to be. So watering those plants as well is going to help. So watering established plants is on the list to do as well. Any questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. Be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News.
President Biden's speech in Philadelphia denouncing former President Donald Trump and what he describes as, quote, extreme MAGA ideology, end quote, has sparked online calls for violence, including death threats against the president.
He cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. And that's where the MAGA Republicans are today.
Biden's remarks also prompted immediate concerns from senior counterterrorism officials who said they fear that calling Trump supporters extremists would be viewed as a call to arms and would only inflame an already, quote, volatile threat environment. This is USA Radio News. Monkeypox cases appears to be on the decline in the epicenter of the county's outbreak. Data from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene shows that as of August 30th, the Big Apple recorded a 7-day rolling average of 9 infections. That's an 82% decline from the 7-day rolling average of 50 recorded 2 weeks ago. Since the outbreak began in mid-May, no state or city has recorded more monkeypox cases than New York. Even as the U.S. approaches 20,000 total infections, nationwide trends appears to show a drop according to the data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
When the Houston Texans take to the field for their home opener, the Uvalde school shooting will be weighing heavy on their hearts. The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm working on killing bittersweet. It seems to be, like, growing like crazy. I did buy some Killzol.
Okay.
And I've been using that. And it seems to, it takes a while, but it seems to start, the smaller shoots are dying back, but the larger shoots don't seem to be dying back very much. I mean, they're dying, but the leaves are dying, but it's still green. You know, the stem is still green.
Yep, understandable.
And so I don't know if I should cut it back or I should just leave it and keep hitting it with the Killzol. I have probably, I want to say a half an acre that is just full of this.
Okay. So the thing about it is with the bittersweet, you need to, you know, when you spray the kills all over the top, it's foliar, it kills that, and it'll slowly go into the stalk and then kill down. But it's not as effective as if you were to cut some of those bigger branches. And then as you cut it with the open wound, that's what you want to basically take that kills all with a paintbrush and paint it right onto the stem. Okay, and I know you have a good amount of this area. It's hard to just say, you know, it's going to kill everything right away. But the thing is once it starts to get into the, you know, the berry form where it gets to that orange berry and cracks open, that's when it's just going to start reproducing like crazy. So we want to try and kill before that. And so the Killzol will get on these smaller shoots because they're weaker, they're younger, they're not as easy, they're easier for the chemical to get into them. So those you can still continue to spray. But if you want to get rid of it, the best way is the paintbrush method. So you just take the container. You can pour some into like a cup. Get a paintbrush. And then every time you make a cut on the stem, if you cut it back to the base, paint on this Kilzol to it. And that, what happens is the pores are open. And so it's just like you and I, if we get a cut, we put, you know, bacitracin or something on it to heal the wound. And it, you know, the cut absorbs it to get better long term. What's happening with the plant is you cut it, you're putting this on it, it acts like the bacitracin, but in the opposite effect, it goes right into the plant, right into the root system quicker, and will kill quicker. You're not going to see instant death. It's not something you're going to see like in 24 hours, but you'll notice that it'll die back more. That is the most effective way.
Would it help if I increase the strength?
Not necessarily, no. More is not better on some of these, right? Part of it is getting into the root system, and that's the best way to do it, is to paint it on there. So some of the thicker stems, it's going to work better that way.
Okay. I'll try that. Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem, Jan. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Ricky's in New Hampshire.
Ricky, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions. I have a miniature orange tree, and it's 42, 44 years old, and I put it outdoors the 29th of May, and it worked good all last summer.
Yep.
And this summer, right now, in the last 2 weeks, it was lush and green, and it grows leaps and bounds in the summer. And the last 2 weeks, it's slowly getting less green and turning yellow, and I'm beginning to lose some leaves. I have been watering it about a gallon every 3 days. Am I overwatering it, or what's going on?
You know, I think it's a lot of stress from all the heat for everything that's going on with this. When was the last time you fertilized the citrus?
I get it written down. I can't tell you. I'm guessing probably sometime in June. That's a guess.
Okay. And that's perfectly good. That's better than when you first started it there. I was like, maybe he hasn't fertilized, but you changed the tune on me, which is good. Did you use like a granular form, like a citrus tone for it, or?
I'll tell you what I use. I got the bag in my hand. It's Espinosa Organic Tree Tone.
Tree Tone. Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to switch in that same company, the company's Espoma, to a product called Citrus Tone.
Okay.
It is specifically for all citrus fruit and nut trees.
Okay.
And right on the package tells you exactly when to fertilize, and you're fertilizing actually 3 times a year with this. What you're going to do is in late winter, January, February, before it really starts to bloom, you will fertilize with this, and it helps enhance the flowering. In May and June, so about the time that you just did it the last time, is after the bloom was set, and this is to help encourage the fruit more. Then you're going to fertilize it one more time in September and October. So we're almost there, so you can definitely use this.
Yeah.
And what that does is it just make sure all the nutrients are going to where it needs to be. Okay?
Just before, depending on the weather, sometime in early October, I drag it back inside the house for the winter.
Yep.
And then I don't begin to nearly water it at all. Very much.
Yeah, so I would fertilize maybe in September, so it gives it a month before it comes inside, because when you fertilize, right, it's going to put all those nutrients in there. They need to move around, and if you're keeping it outside and watering more often, it's only going to help it. So then once you bring it inside, you know, in about January, February, look at starting to water a little bit more often. But back to what's going on with the plant right now, okay? So I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're in a major drought. The plants are used to, you know, citrus are used to warm temperatures, but the humidity is not as bad usually. Like, it's not as high, right, in, like, Florida, those areas. There's humidity, but it's not just, like, 100% like it sometimes can be up here.
Right, right.
So it's just, it's struggling with the weather. What I would look at doing is, so you said you're watering every 3 days?
Yeah, gallon every 3 days right now, yeah.
So what I would look for you to do, if possible, can you bring a hose to it?
Oh, yeah.
So what I want you to do is water it, but on a trickle.
Yeah.
Okay, so take the hose and put it into the pot, leave it on a trickle, and I want you to leave it on there, you know, depending upon how big it is, can be up to like a half an hour. Reason being is what's happening is when we water the gallon every couple days, the plants can be dry, and so the first couple inches of roots, it just they just absorb everything, and the water doesn't get all the way down to the base.
Okay.
And so the base one, you know, all the roots are feeder roots, but the feeder roots that keep them really going can sometimes be lower in the container. So this, the reason why I say on a trickle, because what happens is if you just pour it on heavy, the water is just going to run right through if it's dry. We want it to slowly seep in, and it trains the roots to allow the water to go all the way down. We're basically training it to take the water the way we want to by doing this.
And again, how often do I leave this on a trickle?
So you might actually be able to do it less often because you're doing deeper waterings. You know, if we have some major heat, maybe it's every couple days because of this.
Yeah.
But I would say you could get it to the point where it's every 4 to 5 days.
Okay.
Especially if you can get that deep soaking. You know, during the summer when we had some really, really hot weather, you almost would have to water every day just to keep going. So I definitely don't think you're overwatering by any means. I think the plant is just struggling with the drought in its own way. And that's why you're seeing those yellow leaves and some of those things happening.
And again, one more time, if you don't mind. And it's Espinosa. And what was the...
It's called citrus tone.
Citrus, yeah. Citrus tone, okay.
Yep. It's like an orange and white bag.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a great product to use for all citrus and even fruit and nut trees. So you could use it on fruit trees if you had them too. So
I don't. I just have this orange tree.
Yep, but it'll definitely work for you. And I'll tell you, it's a great little product to add to the plant.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
No problem, Ricky. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, all right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Margie's in New Hampshire.
Margie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have an endless summer hydrangea that I've had for years, and it has just never bloomed. It's about, at this point, the shrub is about 4x4, and the plant, and it looks healthy. It looks very happy. It's green, and this year I tried using a soaker hose that, so it gets about a half an hour of soaker hose water in the morning. It has not, we've had the heat, but it hasn't really, withered during the day. So it seems like it's really happy. I used Holytone for fertilizer in the spring, and then I fertilized again at the beginning of July. I was wondering if maybe we're in, I'm in zone 5, bordering zone 4, and I was wondering if maybe my winters are just too cold for the buds and that maybe I need to do something over the winter.
So there's a possibility on that. How much sun versus shade is it?
It gets full sun.
Full sun? Okay.
Yeah. At least 6 hours, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to think here. Sometimes a little bit of shade will help it with that development, but it's not the end all here, right? That's not the the reason. When do you prune the plant, if you do prune it?
I prune it in June with just cutting off the dead. I've only just cut off the dead,
So you cut the branches that are brown, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That was a question too. I had is should I prune it back more at this point?
Okay. Not at that point, but there's a little bit more to this that I want to go into. And if you can hear the music a little bit, we're going into the break, so I want you to hang tight with me. Okay.
Okay.
On the other side of the break, we'll go more into what we can do to make sure that flowers.
Okay, thank you.
For everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were discussing a hydrangea, a endless summer hydrangea that hasn't blossomed in a number of years here, and what we can do to help that. So, we were talking about right before the break, pruning out the dead stems. And you were saying that you did it in June, which is the perfect time to do it. Now, okay. At that point, all the leaves that are really showing up are going to be there, all the branching. So that's when you can really do it. Sometimes if you get into May, if you're doing it in May, you can be removing some of the leaves. So I don't think you're harming it by not cutting it enough. I think you're cutting just enough, right?
Okay.
That being said, what I'd like to see you do in the spring is when the ground thaws, so right at the beginning of the season, I'd like you to use a super phosphate granular fertilizer on the hydrangea. Because what it's going to do is it's going to help develop its root system stronger, but it's going to help push new flowers for next year. Okay? So what it's going to do is it gets into that root system, helps develop stronger, so the roots can take more nutrients later. So you're going to use a super phosphate, like I said, and that's a 0440, okay?
Okay.
And you'll mix it into the soil on what they call the drip line. So however wide the plant is at the edges of that, that's considered the drip line. So you'll fertilize into those areas, use exactly what they say. More is not better in this case because of the fact that it can burn it. Use what they say and split it into like four sections right around the plant and then water it in. And what that's going to do is that's going to help develop everything. The other thing, and this is, you know, something my father used to talk about with a number of plants, including like roses and hydrangeas, is if you've heard of the product Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, we use it on evergreens. But my father had always said, use it on the buds of a hydrangea or a rose plant to hold the moisture in during the winter. Okay, so you're saying you're in an area where it gets a little bit even more even colder. So sometimes you can spray that, you know, as the leaves are fading down, because it still needs to be above 45 degrees, I believe, when you spray it. So we're talking like October. You don't want to do it now, but in October, do it that. The other thing I would look to do to help protect the root system for the winter, you could either use mulch or you could use like a salt marsh hay and keep it until about Thanksgiving, right? And the day after Thanksgiving, you take that product and you'll put it around the base of the plant. And just cover around it to help the root system stay an even temperature during the winter. Okay? So reason why we wait till about that point, and it might be a little bit later, but that's usually the rule of thumb is about that time, because the ground is then frozen. And if you put it too early, you know, any rodent that is looking for some place to go for the winter, you put it there and they're just going to build a nest in there.
They're just
going to eat the plant. They're just going to do everything, right? So the plant is fine when the ground, once the ground freezes, if it's not there, it's fine. It's not like a major thing. It's more for overwinter when we have tons of, you know, cold weather, those types of things. We're keeping the root system the same temperature, right? And it's keeping it frozen. It's not just the, because the thing that we worry about is the freeze-thaw effect, right?
Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
That's why putting that salt marsh hay or mulch or compost or anything around the base of it is going to help it for the winter, for next year, and have a great start for next year as well. Okay?
When is the best time to remove that?
Once the ground thaws. Once the ground, you can put a shovel in the ground, that's when you pull it out.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay, well, and should I do anything for the winter, like protecting it?
I wouldn't just do what we were saying, and I think you'll be fine. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We're gonna take a break.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.